All right, round number 7, Reno AX Pro post-race. Third place overall with a second and a fourth in the motos, respectively. The 14, Robbie Wageman. Robbie, tell us about your night.
Yeah, it was really good. First one was pretty solid, got off to a decent start. Made a couple passes at the beginning, and then, yeah, I was just riding behind Josh. He was ripping, and got up close to him, tried to make a move, and ended up losing the front end a little bit and having to roll the one rhythm. Kind of lost toe of him, and then, I rode it in. Everyone's riding really good right now, so the track was slippery and tricky, so I just had to be patient. But overall, I'm stoked to be back on the podium here tonight. Just looking forward to tomorrow.
Seemed like you're the fastest through the whoops, with the exception of maybe Josh. You guys went through the whoops side by side. Was that your strongest part of the racetrack?
Well, just close the eyes and pray and hold on. That's all I did.
What are you going to do different tomorrow night? What can you do different to meet these guys tomorrow night?
I think just get to a better two starts in each main. The second one, I had a little crash in the first turn, had to come from the back, so that didn't make it easy on myself there. And this track's challenging. Like I said, there's no straightaway, so there's not much rest on this track. So it's got to be patient, smooth, smart. All the boys are ripping, so they're we're all keeping each other on our toes. So yeah, just try to get the whole shot, man. That's all it is.
All right. Second place was the 200. Our points leader, Ryan Breese. Ryan, you went down in the first moto. Tell us about what happened then.
I just got together with another rider. I think that was the second turn. And then, it made it challenging to make sure I was trying to get up to the front of the pack. And then, I got to a point to where it was like, might maybe be a little bit more safer than risky. And, just kind of settled that for a third. I mean, I did put a good push in, but at the same time, I wanted to make sure that I just focus in for the next moto. The bike was just a little bit kind of torqued up. It was the front end was a little tweaked. But, I just wanted to make sure I got that thing done with and we can focus on the next race.
Second moto, you go out there and win it. I think there's a little bit of contact again with you and Cole Thompson. Do you remember anything about that?
The second main, I did get a good start and just made sure I was hitting my laps clean and, just hit my marks. And then I seen there was just a little bit of gap. And then, I could tell Josh was staying on some cruise control. So I was like, you know what, if I can just keep on hitting all the marks, it should be all right.
You had up to about almost an 8-second lead at the end. It was only 5 seconds. Did you back it down or was Josh catching you?
Maybe he was. He's riding good. He's the overall guy right now. But I just wanted to make sure I was putting in some good laps and being safe about that.
Great job out there. And the winner overall with a win in the first moto and a second in moto number 2, the oldest man in the field. I was calling the old man out there, and you earned it, though. You were out there, and you put it on him tonight.
Yeah, thanks. This is cool. This is the first time I've competed in this series on a 450. I did the electric bike class, but this is definitely a lot more intense, and all these guys are riding good. This track is probably the most challenging arena cross track I've ever seen, and it was good. I was telling these guys, it was like Mario Kart out there in that first moto. Dudes were throwing shells and banana peels, and people were hitting down the first set of whoops. It was carnage. So it was tricky. Me and Wageman had a heck of a battle. He had a ton of whoop speed, and I thought I was hitting him pretty good, and he'd come in and be right on my tail and almost made the pass. And this was just a really fun experience. Breese seemed to be the best guy all day. Austin looked really good before his injury, but Breese was definitely the guy I had my eye on all day. He was just solid every step of the way and dealing with adversities. There's a lot going on out there.
30-second lap times is more comparable to a supercross. Is that a benefit to you, or did that even matter?
I mean, that's what brings me to this one, right? Like, this one's a bigger floor. They usually do a really good job with the track here. Reno's close to – I grew up in Oregon and then lived in Southern California, and I've got friends all up and down the Pacific – up and down the Pacific coast. So usually we'll get a lot of friends out for this, and, when it's all said and done, go have some fun and enjoy Reno.
With one race between the pro main number 1 and pro main number 2, you were late getting to staging. Were you – kicked back? Were you on oxygen? What were you doing?
No, we just, the interview process was a little bit, like, it ate a little bit of that time. If it was, there's only 15, 20 minutes in between. We were down there for, 5-7 minutes. I had to go back and fuel up my bike, and I wanted to change my goggle lens because I sweated all through my goggles. And I really didn't realize I was late. I knew it was 9:17 was gate drop or sight lap, and I think I headed to the line like 9:14. So I just got to be a little bit quicker and understand the schedule. I should probably pit inside tomorrow. It would be a smart move. I mean, everyone else is. I don't know why I didn't.
Just you like the cold, or why did you park outside?
I was just working on my bike all day, and all my parts are in my rig, and I just I don't know.
Congrats on the win. We got some questions coming in from the other folks.
Robbie, what's it like jumping back and forth between a 250 and a 450?
Yeah, I don't really notice it too much. Once you get that race intensity, it's you kind of forget about it, but. Yeah, it's actually perfect timing for me. I've been riding 450 at home during the week and racing a 250 at Supercross. Now I'm riding a 250 at home during the week and racing a 450 in Arena Cross. So little backwards, but we're making the best of it, and we're enjoying it.
In the past, we've saw 250 being a bike of choice of a handful of racers. Do you think you could do a little better on the 250?
I think it's rider preference, but, I mean, all the contenders are on a 450, so, I mean, I think if you want to get a good start and battle up front, I think you kind of got to be on a 450 now. So, yeah.
All right. Main one, the whoops were your ace. You definitely had the speed. Everybody talks about it, but the second main, not so much. Did the first turn collision stump you for the whole race?
No. I mean, maybe threw me off my rhythm for a couple laps, but they just got tricky, and they got really, really chewed up and slippery, so I had to back her down a little bit. I didn't want to ride over my head. I just wanted to see that checkered flag. So I made some passes, and I knew once I got up to fourth, I knew I was podium position after the first main, so just rode her in.
All right. Ryan, a couple questions for you. Main one, craziness between you and the 16 again. How are you able to stay so focused when most riders would be a little upset?
We're just pretty locked in. We train pretty hard for this, and I love racing my dirt bike. So the best result that we can do, we're just trying to make sure we fight the adversity and see if we can put ourselves in the best position moving forward on that.
Right. From your view, what happened when you and the 16 got together?
I really didn't even see it coming, but maybe he's trying to do his job. I don't know, but I was glad I was able to get up and keep on moving forward and fight for that podium position and put myself. For like a good overall, focus on the next main event.
All right. When we see you on TV with your mechanic, Caden Lee, you guys look really close, focused, and finding the fun. Is that how it is for you guys?
Yeah, it is. It's like it kind of switched my whole perspective on life. It's weird having a Canadian here in America. It was hard to get his butt over here, but it's fun, man. It's always joy, and we're just kind of always sending some memes back and forth during the week, and our practice days have been unbelievable. And, I hope that guy stays around. I really do, man. It's a great opportunity for us. We work well as a team together, and he's all jokes, and I crack one too, so it's cool.
You're closing in on a championship. You've been close a handful of years now. Is that a little more pressure on you, or are you getting a little more relieved as the season's coming closer to the end?
Nah, man, we keep on canceling the events. I want to keep on racing my dirt bike. That's the thing, man. I love racing. I really do. Like, every gate drop is a great opportunity for me. And, this is all I do, right? So it's fun. And I like the pressure, man. You could tell from the first main event to the second one, it just kind of clicked me back into my beast mode, right? And I just kept on going. So, I'm just excited for tomorrow, really. Get a good night's sleep, have a little cup of coffee in the morning to get things rolling.
Looks like you got the rubber gloves on. What's the plans tonight with those?
Nah, man, these are the doctor gloves. Doctor's got to go to work tomorrow, so I'm making sure that the surgeon's ready.
All right, Josh, got a couple questions for you. So fun to watch. Congrats on the race, man. But you always show up to win, but did that surprise you a little bit coming in here with the win against these guys?
Yeah, I'd say it surprised me a bit. Like we were talking here, you don't really lose it when you've spent as much time riding and training and doing this. I mean, I turned pro 20 years ago, and I've really never stopped riding. I might stop racing, but I'm always riding. So I never really get rusty on my skills, but definitely the endurance and just the racecraft, that sometimes doesn't follow you everywhere. And luckily I got to hang out with the good group of guys, Blaine Silvera. We had five or six of us, Mason Kerr, we're all out having some fun riding bikes, and I think that got me in a you know, a little bit better of a position for the race. We didn't practice any starts, so my starts were a little bit rough. Except for the heat race, I got a good one and then fell over. So, I mean, definitely surprised with the outcome. I think I'm capable of doing it, but being capable of doing it and actually winning is two different obstacles.
All right, that leads us into your next question. At this stage in your career, what motivates you to come and race?
I think I like riding dirt bikes more, like at an unhealthy level. I can't stop doing it. I've stepped away. I've had so many injuries, and I've tried to quit, and you know, went and got day jobs, you know, but it just keeps coming back to me. I love it too much, and luckily I'm in a really fun spot right now where I'm not paid to race dirt bikes. I'm paid to go out and make content and have fun on dirt bikes. And then when I have downtime, I try to go race because it's just in my blood. I love it too much. I mean, there's no better rush than getting on a gate with these guys and being in front of a crowd. And you know, it's put up or shut up. And that's just in me.
Tomorrow, do you want to see 16 laps again, or would you like to see a few more?
No, definitely not. Cut them down. But no, I mean, that's a great challenge. And, it's good. I think, you know, you need that to challenge everybody. So, and the track was challenging for sure.
All right, throw it back to Scotty if you got more questions.
Just great, guys. Great job tonight, guys. I had a lot of fun watching you guys, and you guys earned your podium spots. Good job. And now we're gonna bring up the AX Lights winner, Jeremy Fapani from Scottsdale, Arizona. Jeremy, what a ride tonight. From the get-go, it looked like you're fastest in practice, and it just carried on into the races, and a clean sweep of the night, man. What a good job.
Yeah, thank you. It was definitely a trickier track, so there was more opportunities for separation compared to last weekend. Last weekend was my first time racing the lights class, so it was good to mix it up, get an extra race in, and yeah, it's fun. So, stoked to have a tricky track to get some good separation in.
You raced in both classes. Did that help you in the lights class at all?
Yeah, I would say so, because obviously more time and practice to learn the track, and then there's going to be way more speed and intensity on the in the pro class, in the 450 class, so it's good to do that, and then, work in that speed into the light class for sure.
In the lights class, you made it look easy. In the you know, the pro class, you were up there battling for top fives. Were you satisfied with the pro class?
Yeah, it was a good effort. I mean, I lose a lot of time in the whoops. Obviously, having a fat set like this, a 250 starts to spin and lose momentum, you know, about halfway through when the whoops starts to get big. So, I mean, I lose a lot of time there, but it's still fun to try to get in there with the 450s for sure.
Have you thought about bringing the 450 and jumping into the pro class or not yet?
No, we're just going to keep on shredding the 250. For SMX Next, that's what I race, so that's the main goal here. So we're going to keep on trying that to keep on learning and progressing on the 250.
Congrats on the win. We got one or two more questions.
Thank you, sir.
Jeremy, you look great out there tonight, and you finally had some competition, some SMX Next guys out there with you in the lights class. You handled the pressure of those guys extremely well. Does that give you any confidence going into the next SMX event?
Yeah, so my next one's at Daytona, and we're looking to shred that one, and the big separator tonight was the whoops, and it was just committing into the whoops, so it was good to know that, you know, I'm not scared to commit through the whoops, maybe compared to some of my competitors in the SMX Next class for sure.
So we've seen you at a handful of rounds throughout the season so far, and, you know, when we think back to what we saw in Boise versus what we saw tonight, a major improvement, do you feel it, or is it just the way cards are just falling into place?
No, it's definitely been a big improvement. Switching to forks to make me more comfortable on the race night has been huge. And then I've been racing a lot the last 2-3 months. And prior to that, I really didn't have much race time underneath me due to a bunch of injuries and just unfortunate circumstances that stacked on top of each other. So these last 3 months and just racing, you know, every weekend or every other weekend, I think has helped me huge being able to show up on race night like I do on practice days. So
in that lights main, getting out into the lead and having clean air and focusing on yourself, getting that win, you probably thought maybe you were going to be able to grab it last week. Didn't happen. How good did it feel to cross the finish line today and have that win?
Yeah, I was stoked because last weekend, I know I'm the fastest on the track, and last weekend had a fortunate run-in with a lapper, which you can't control, but I was stoked to be able to shred tonight and, just really show – show more what I can do. So I was stoked.
Jeremy, congratulations on the win tonight. Good luck tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
And that's going to do it for our post-race conference here in Reno. We're going to do it again tomorrow night.